I call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education on July 26, 2021 to order. The time is 7:34 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 8, 2021. Notice was sent to two newspapers designated by the board, the Express Times and Huntington Review. Notices were posted on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. Notices were sent to the municipal clerk of Clinton Township. Attendance, please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Brasher, Ms. Creighton.
Here.
Ms. Emery.
Here.
Dr. Grantham.
Here.
Mr. Hornick.
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Here.
Ms. Oliver.
Here.
Dr. Vihamaki.
Here.
Ms. Brennan.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Dr. Vihamaki, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Of course. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Hornick, would you please be process guardian?
Sure.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to this July monthly board meeting. Things have been moving along since our last meeting. While it is summertime, we are bustling with our summer programs and preparing for next school year. Thank you to our staff that is in constant motion, ensuring that the district continues to move forward. This year's foundations and ESY programs have done a great job working with our students, allowing a seamless transition for next year. Thank you to all that submitted a petition to run for our open seats. The deadline submission was 4 p.m. today. Good luck to all of the candidates. As announced at last month's meeting, we will be back in person starting with the August 23rd meeting. What that will look like is similar to pre-COVID meeting where the public is invited to attend and make public comments. There will be COVID procedures made available as we get closer to that meeting. We are also working on having a live stream available for the public to utilize to observe meetings. There is a board action to re-advertise for our meetings in tonight's agenda. Also, please note, we are moving our December meeting a week earlier. Upcoming schedule info for our board and public. In August's meeting, we will be finalizing our board, district, and interim superintendent goals. At September's meeting, we will be having our annual HIB training. Last month, it was announced that the board and CTEA negotiation committees had reached a tentative agreement. I am extremely thrilled to say we will be looking to approve this agreement during board actions this evening. We are pleased that both sides, through diligence and commitment, found ways to address the issues and come to an agreement that was respectful of all stakeholders' interests. Finally, we know there are a lot of questions around what will next school year look like in regards to masks. Currently, there are almost 6 weeks between now and then. It would be a disservice to this district to make a call right now. We'd like to collect as much information and ensure we are giving the proper guidance based on the most up-to-date data. No one is going to be fully happy with whatever decision is made. However, with compromise, we will hopefully be able to get back to as close to a normal school year as possible. With that, I will now hand it over to Dr. Roberto for your superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan. The first announcement is to maintain information as it relates to our district's HIB assessment. And our administrators and our teams in each school completed their self-assessment. The highest score you can achieve is a 78. The middle school achieved a 76. Round Valley, a 76. Patrick McGarren, a 77, and Spruce Run, a 77. The full report has been posted on the district website. I wanted to do that first because that is a compliance issue. I hope everybody's enjoying the summer. and that everybody's getting a well-deserved rest. I do want to make an announcement. Anything reported tonight will be going out to our parents and guardians and the faculty and staff before the end of the week to maintain information and also just to see how everybody's doing. As Mrs. Brennan mentioned, our summer programs are underway, and I'd like to thank Dr. LaFabe, the faculty, and Ms. Ingram for quality programs. Ms. Hankel and Ms. Passione, your work is not unnoticed, and over 100 students are participating in our foundations program, which I must note was the platform we're utilizing was recommended by our board curriculum committee, I'd say in January. So contrary to what people might think, I have notes already for the budget for 22-23 and the summer program for foundations. The discussion originated, I'm gonna say, in January. In fact, the executive county superintendent, Mr. Warren Torres, came to our district a week ago today to observe our extended school year and also to observe the foundations program. Our students in the foundations program have materials to utilize at home, so there is opportunities for self-paced. I'd like to congratulate the new leadership of our Clinton Township PTA. I had a very good meeting with the leadership team. Ms. Pearly has been appointed president of the PTA. And again, I'd like to acknowledge the previous officers for the chair people, the grade level people. But we had our meeting for the year moving forward. We've discussed Halloween, we've discussed winter concerts, we've discussed supplies, and we're in a good place. Our district, we started, as I said, planning for next year in January, a little late this year, really February. So we're doing very, very well. The administrators, I must acknowledge you. You have participated in two full day leadership retreats. And Mr. Kramer loves leadership retreats. We concluded our plan on equity. We had very good discussions. We also had formal professional learning delivered by our district legal counsel, Mr. Disler. And based upon the work that we achieved that day, we have been able to do formal review of certain policies directly related to our children, not COVID policies, but other policies. And we had a good full day of discussion focused around the structure of the Clinton Township School District and focused upon formal decision-making as we move forward. In addition to that, I must commend the policy committee of the board. You did a lot of work last month, and I think the agenda went out for you today for next month. You've got some more work ahead of you. If you didn't get it today, it's ready to go, and I probably just need to review it one more time. Central office is very busy. District work does not stop in the summer, although the district hours do shift. The current status of our district. Right now, you know, it's summer. And I monitor, as a superintendent, I monitor enrollment on a weekly basis, and that's shared with the administrative team and the board. Right now we have 60 people whom have come to register in our district, more than 60. Those are the total registrants that still owe us documentation. Our formal enrollment today is 1116 plus those 60, which would bring us to 1716. And we monitor enrollment because I know the highlight of the year was the budget presentation. And you saw that we had put in the budget one additional staff member because we are maintaining the board policy for class size. Should the class size be altered and we decide that we are not maintaining it, then it will come to the board for board action. The district advisory will be meeting in August. We have all the administrators, teachers, and parents They will receive an invitation, and that will be in August. And our district, as it moves forward, will be making their recommendations to the board as it relates to the protocols for the opening of school. The curriculum revision cycle is underway. The state has extended that for another year. So the work will be completed by next summer. So good work out of that department. And I want to thank the teachers for their engagement on that. I had mentioned policy review. So next month, tonight on the agenda, there are policies that are up for first reading. Some of them are abolished because the titles of the policies have been changed from No Child Left Behind to Every Student Succeeds Act. So some of them are taking care of business, but some of them represent the diligent work of our board members. I'd also like to make a note about the open space initiative in Clinton Township. I don't live in Clinton Township. I live in Flemington, but as a citizen, you should all be so proud of Wendy Acres. Wendy Acres is an initiative opened by the Open Space, and I've had the opportunity with some of our teachers and administrators to visit Wendy Acres, and our board has approved field trips at this point for September, and due to the curriculum for careers and the science curriculum, it's a perfect venue for our teachers to utilize to take our students out of the classroom and to experience not just something different, but a relevant instructional design and organization. As a former teacher, English teacher, I would use it for poetry writing. An art teacher can use it. The pavilion is beautiful. The bathroom facilities are excellent. And the township was so courteous to us by allowing us to, they listened to our recommendations as it relates to maintaining a good environment for all of our students, equitable environment for all of our students, access for all of them. It's a very good project. And as we move forward with the Wendy Acres project, field trips in the fall will be offered from Round Valley and the Clinton Township Middle School. So all those things are not normal. As we approach the evolving situation of COVID, our district has and is planning to return our students to a normal, traditional, and highly enriched academic experience. For the dates of the opening, on August 18th or thereabout, we will inform our community of the protocols for the opening of school. It's a little too early to declare something for September. When we ended school, we were in the green. We are now back to the yellow, and we listened to our governor with his updates. And today, the information concerning the state was a little changed. Hunterdon County, as of last Thursday, only had 6 cases. So contrary to what the external population might think or want to think, we look at all data. We just don't wait for one piece of data. We look at all of it. We read the report last week from the Academy of Pediatricians. We look at CDC guidelines, which were updated. And we also consult with our very, very real Dr. Frank, who is our district physician. Our teachers will return to school on August 30th, and that will begin with a breakfast sponsored by our Board of Education, and then a full district meeting. On the 31st in the afternoon, each school will open an open house if everything permits. In preparation for September, I want to commend Ms. Goad and her team at PMG because we held our kindergarten orientation in June because we wanted our smallest students, our youngest, to have a point of reference for September. It's been put in all correspondence from the district. The pre-K is moving to PMG in the fall. I'm not making a change to the calendar, but the district, the board is very, very serious about plans for the Spruce Run School. Ergo, that will be one of the interim superintendent's goals for next year, to complete an action plan for the Spruce Run School. Next year, there will be no students at Spruce Run. And last year, people asked me the question as a superintendent, well, if you have to have 6 feet of space, why don't you hire additional teachers? Quite frankly, the district can't afford additional staff. That would require quite a number of additional staff members. As we monitor the data, the current data related to social distancing is 3 feet, and our district will be honoring that, thus enabling our students to return to their unified art and special classrooms while maintaining the 3 feet. Transportation, the CDC is very, very clear on that, as they are on the mandate Executive Order 175 on public transportation. If you're on public transportation, you must wear a mask. Well, a school is a public school. Although we haven't made a decision, nobody controls where any of us go on our free time. Just a thought. Activities, we are planning extracurricular activities in the fall. Some of the activities are on tonight's agenda for approval, and the board has approved chaperones for the 8th grade field trip for an extended day, and we will be approving sports, and a final decision about sports is coming. In addition to that, lunch is a decision and the masks are a decision. I would like to make a note, not as your interim superintendent, but just to make sure you're observing things about our district. Not my district, our district. We were the first district with a larger population to open school 5 days a week, all day with lunch. The second item, we were one of the first districts, if not the first, to put modifications to masks in May. So we plan ahead, but we show due diligence by conscious decision-making, talking to our support groups, namely our physician, the Department of Health, and we reach out to other districts. None of our children in Clinton Township originated a case of COVID. None of our teachers originated the case in COVID. Vaccinations, our teachers have been so diligent with informing the nurse if they're vaccinated. We are not going to be watchdogs for the staff, but we are going to ask the staff confidentially to notify their nurses if they have been vaccinated. Currently, only children 16 and up can be, 12 and up can be vaccinated. The majority of our students are 12 years and younger. Ergo, the decision to put in the protocols in September has to be reasonable. Not reasonable for Roberto, not reasonable for a teacher association or an administrator's. There are no deals made in the Clinton Township School District. It's good, solid decision making. What do I need from the community? I need reasoning. We cannot make a decision for our children that one side wins, one side loses. It has to show due diligence, respect for parents' individual decision-making, the ability to maintain the health and safety of our students and faculty and staff. So I ask all of you, the decision will be made in August. We will be following the data. We will use our consulting groups. And we're not rash. We have done a good job in Clinton Township. I wish you would all just take a moment to be proud of the fact that all of our children this summer are enjoying the summer with their families. Each family will make their own decision. But when we come together in September, every decision we all make as individuals will or could have an impact on everybody else. Madam President, that's my report for tonight, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Roberto. With that, I am looking for a motion on action item 22-SU-001.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Riamagni. I'm looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hornick. Any questions? Discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kuttenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. Okay. At this time, we've reached the first public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hand. Some may find the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen when you click reactions. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of the public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes. Do we have any phone numbers on the Zoom?
At this time, we do not.
Okay, thank you. And so we will go with raised hands, and let me get my timer. I apologize. Clock. Okay. The door, please. Okay. Not one, 3 minutes. Okay, so we have, who had the first hand up? Was it Mr. Hackett?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we will have Mr. Hackett.
Hi, good evening. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, you just need to state your name and address.
Hi, Chris Hackett. I'm at One Woods Road. Thank you for recognizing me. So I have a 4 going on 5-year-old who will be starting in kindergarten in 2022. And so a big reason why I wanted to speak to the board tonight is to learn a little bit about the mindset that you guys have, since he's obviously not immediately impacted this coming school year, but will be in the very near future as he starts kindergarten. And I work in the pharmaceutical industry, so I'm very acutely aware of everything that's been transpiring. I follow the data myself, both for work and personally, because it's obviously of interest to me with my degree. And so I appreciate that you guys are following the data. And so I'm very happy to hear and learn a little bit about which specific data sets you guys are following. But I do have a few points, because I know that all of the surrounding districts, both of the 2 regional districts, the local Clinton Town District, which does include elementary school, have gone mask optional. And I know, Dr. Roberto, you mentioned that the individual decisions would be for the parents to decide. And I think I completely agree with that. And so with a mask optional setting, we're not telling people that they cannot wear masks, but rather that it is on the students and the individuals and the parents to make that decision. And so in the context of many of the surrounding districts going mask optional, I'm just curious as to why this board has said that there's not enough information yet to make that determination when we're 2 years into this pandemic and there's lots of data, both globally and nationwide, comparative data actually with open districts going back into 2020, as well as masked and unmasked districts going across this 2020 into 2021. I'm kind of curious what further data is required. I personally do not put a lot of stock into the State Department of Health data myself with what I've been tracking, but I do understand that that is a requisite of being on the Board of Education, that you have to listen to that. So I just want to know what data the surrounding towns use, since you've said you're in communication with them, that seemingly is not enough for you guys to make that determination. And subsequently, I also just want to understand a little bit about, why it's not the mindset of this board that open, unmasked, and kind of standard opening should be the default position of the board, and you adjust to be more strict as things change, particularly as we have a little bit of buffer before the fall. I would think that we would want to open as normal as possible, and that should be the decision as soon as possible. And then if things are going to change, you would make that determination later on to adjust them as seen fit. You know, again, I'm in this industry. I've been following this very closely. We do a lot of research on this. You know, children, thankfully, blessfully, have not been as significantly impacted by this virus. And I think we all agree that that is a blessing. But I want to learn a little more about the mindset of this, why the baseline is not normalcy. And then we adjust off of that point rather than the baseline being, you know, masks and separation. And then, you know, we sort of have to wait for things to move to go back to normal, because that seems like that should be the baseline where we should be addressing this from. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of parents as well, not all of whom want to speak, but I've been speaking to many parents, and I think many of them feel this way. So that's all I'm going to address at this time. But thank you very much for recognizing me.
Thank you. And next we have, I believe, Ms. Menzak was next.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Just make sure you state your name and address, please.
Okay. Good evening, members of the board and Dr. Roberto. My name is Sarah Menzak, and I reside at 525 Hamden Road. I am a mother of four. Two of my children attend school at North Hunterdon, and my other two children attend school at Clinton Township. I have a son at Patrick McGarren, and I have a son at Round Valley. I am also a Clinton Township alumni. I grew up in Clinton Township and attended all the schools growing up. So Clinton Township is near and dear to my heart. It always has been and it always will be. I actually remember when PMG was brand new and mid-school year, we moved our class from Spruce Run to the brand new Patrick McGarren School. Over the years, I've had the privilege of always volunteering in my children's classrooms, gallery times, homeroom parent, mystery readers, field trip chaperones, I've done it all. Last year, when the only in-person opportunity arose to volunteer, I was so excited to be able to volunteer at the kindergarten field day at PMJ and the fifth grade field day at Round Valley. As a volunteer at the PMG field day, it was one of the saddest experiences I had participated in Clinton Township. As the children came out of the school in single file lines, masked, I couldn't even recognize my own child. The children looked like robots marching in single file lines, 6 feet apart, masked. Temperatures were well over the 90 degree mark that day, and it was ridiculous that the children were masked while performing strenuous activities in that type of heat outdoors. It is unsafe for our children. Our children were forced to wear masks during recess and gym. Numerous times my sons came home complaining of headaches, dizziness from the mask. My children became sad to go to school because they were unable to see their friends' faces and unable to interact with their classmates in a normal way. Countless studies have proven cloth masks are ineffective at preventing the spread of COVID-19. The same experience repeated at Round Valley Field Day. Temperatures were well over the 90 degree mark. Thankfully, there were many more water activities at RVS. I personally had to escort a student to the nurse because I was watching the children very carefully in these dangerous temperatures. The student became very disoriented, confused, and I escorted him to the nurse's station. I ask you tonight, is this what we want for our students? Why would we force them to wear something that has been scientifically proven to not be effective? Masks must be optional. Masks are a medical device, and legally, we as parents must give consent for the use of medical devices. I do not give consent to the masking of my children. Numerous studies have been conducted about the harmful effects on our children breathing their own carbon dioxide. If masks are mandatory for the 2021 school year, I will be unenrolling my children from the Clinton Township School District. My children deserve a free and appropriate education. And this is not freedom. And this is not appropriate to force my children to wear a medical device that doesn't even work. Governor Murphy has put the power in your hands in regards to the masks this year. As I'm sure you are aware, numerous surrounding school districts have made masks optional for the upcoming year. Clinton Township needs to be mask optional for the 2021-2022 school year.
Excuse me, many times. 3 minutes are up.
Yeah, my children wanted to speak. So I think that wouldn't be part of the 3 minutes, but I just wanted to say that, you know, many times you just hear from the parents, and I thought it was important to get the perspective from my students, my children. So this is my sons, Matthew and Luke, and they wanted to share their experiences regarding to masks last year. This is Matthew Menzak.
That is, if you want another additional time, you need to raise your hand.
Oh, he can't go now?
If you raise your hand again, he can go.
It's like, it's just like a short paragraph.
You're already over your 3 minutes. I'm sorry. There are only two other hands, so we can get to it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next, we have Mr. Menzak.
Joseph Menzak, please unmute yourself, state your name and address before addressing the board.
Sorry, 1 second. Hi, good evening, the board and Dr. Roberto. My name is Joseph Menzak. I reside at 525 Hamden Road in Clinton Township. Children are largely unaffected by COVID-19 with a fatality rate and hospitalization rate virtually zero. This is an established scientific fact recognized by the CDC. Kids are less than likely to be negatively impacted by COVID than vaccinated adults. Cloth and fabric masks have not been statistically proven to protect children in any clinical trials. Masks add no advantage of protection for children, but they certainly have a negative impact on our children. Children have suffered greatly during this pandemic. Pediatric doctors have identified increased rates of the following adverse side effects for children populated related to the mask wearing, being headaches and migraines and dizziness, bloody noses, skin rashes, acne to faces, increased cavities and reduced ability to concentrate, and mental issues, including anxiety and depression, difficulties in breathing, difficulties in learning. Clearly, the risk of serious side effects suffered by our children outweigh the benefits of continuing wearing masks. To justify the decision to mask the students, we will need the following. One being data that provides proof in which mask benefits the children in our district physically and mentally. Number two, proof that masks cause no harm to the students emotionally, mentally, and physically. Number three, a school study that shows that the communication between kids and teachers and peers have not been adverse effect by masks. And number four, proof that the children with 504s and IEPs have not declined in learning this past school year. In conclusion, until these results are proven by the review of the parents and guardians, there is no right for the board to continue these harmful mask policies in the school, and we do not consent. I ask that the Board of Education could make a return to school plan with masks being optional. Many local districts have chosen to go mask optional for the 2021 and 2022 school year. Clinton Township needs to be mask optional this year. I thank you very much, board, for taking this into consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next we have Ms. Villa.
This is Mitzi Villa. I'm at 3 Wellington Drive. I just wanted to ask how I could be part of the district advisory meeting and if this is open to the public, and if so, how parents can be invited to that meeting.
Thank you. And then Ms. Menzak.
Hi, my name is Matthew Menzak. I'm 11 years old. Last year in school, I hated wearing masks. It was so uncomfortable and it made learning a lot harder. It was so hard to understand my friends and teachers. Seeing everyone in a mask made me feel scared, worried, and confused. We were never allowed to wear masks, wear face coverings to school, no hoods, no hats, no masks, ever. But last year we were forced to wear masks. It was so confusing. I'm excited to go to the middle school. I hope we have the choice to wear masks or not. Thank you.
There are currently no other hands being raised for comments at this time.
Yes, Mrs. Brennan, you're muted.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm sorry. We do have additional hand. We'll complete the Ms. Menzak's.
Ms. Menzak, some please state your name before you address the board. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Luke Menzak. I'm 6 years old. I do not want to wear a mask in school. Masks make me sad. It is hard to breathe in a mask. I want to see my friends' faces. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Okay, so now we will close the floor to any additional public comments, seeing no additional hands, and move forward. I did want to, I don't want to say correct, but it's not that if we were making a decision for today, we have, we're not looking to gather additional data to do anything. We don't want to make a call now and then in 6 weeks have to potentially change it if things come forward. We want to be prudent. We want to make sure that we are having no additional pop-up data. So right now we're choosing not to make the call. We want to be closer to the actual date. Personally, I don't like changing things once we'd make a decision. I don't want to make a decision and then potentially have to go back due to new information. So I think that is where we're looking at, is to make sure we can have as much information as possible between now and the beginning of school to help us go in the direction. And that's where we're at. So with that, I'm going to move on to the report of the business administrator, Mr. Kramer.
There are three action items listed for the board action. The first one is to approve the meeting minutes for the month of June. The next one is to approve the agreement between the Clinton Township Educational Association and the board with a contract that will be good through June 30th, 2024. And then as mentioned as well earlier by the board president, we are going back into being in person with our board meetings, and there is a revised resolution to reapprove the meetings through the rest of the year so that we are in public. Those are the three action items for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. I'm looking for a motion for 22BA001 through 22BA003.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Riamaki. Looking for a second.
Second.
Who is that, Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, any questions? Okay, seeing no questions. Roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
I vote yes on 001 and 002 and no on 003.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Motion passes with the one no on 003 by Dr. Grantham.
Okay, thank you. I will ask Dr. Grantham is now facilities and finance. Can you please give your report?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can everyone hear me? Because there's been like a weird lag. Okay. All right. So facilities and finance met last Thursday at 4 p.m. for approximately an hour. Ms. Brennan and I met with Dr. Berto and Mr. Kramer, and Dr. Brasher was unavailable due to her prior commitment. We will meet again on August 19th. The superintendent, Dr. Berto, commented on several topics. These included the Spruce Run School will not have a back to school night because there will not be any students or staff at Spruce Run School this year. They'll be at PMG for the 2021-2022 school year. The administration is developing an action plan for Spruce Run School to address different scenarios for the future of the school, including exploring options such as sale, rental, instructional programs, as well as other scenarios. Dr. Roberto confirmed with the state that there will be no option for a virtual platform in the upcoming school year unless there is a state of emergency which lasts for 3 or more days. So that would be relevant for things like snow days being snow days. The committee reviewed the facilities and finance resolutions on tonight's agenda, and we are asking the full board for their support in passing these resolutions. They include approval of bill lists, acceptance of the monthly financial reports, approval of transfers, approval of joint transportation agreement with Hunterdon County ESC, extended school year routes, approval of joint transportation agreement with Delaware Valley Regional High School, school-related activities, approval of alternate use, approval of shared, and that's related to the relocation of the Spruce Run students to PMG, approval of shared services agreement with the Township of Clinton for maintenance and repairs services. For the 2021-2022 school year, the administration informed the committee that the extraordinary aid for the 2020 year has increased by $646,118 over the previous year. This is great news. The total amount for the 2020 year is $1.368114 million. The administration acknowledged Ms. Ingram's efforts in applying for the largest amount of aid possible for the district. These funds can be used via board resolution in the 2021-2022 fiscal year if the need arises. All right, so facilities updates. We have several projects going right now. We are working on renovating the science rooms at RVS, which used to be a middle school, back into normal classrooms. The architectural firm DRG is finalizing drawings and met with the administration today, Monday, July 26th. The administration found a contractor who believes they will be able to complete this work by August 31st if they receive the plans by the end of this week. So the administration is hoping that the contractor will keep this commitment and will be able to complete this project prior to the start of the school year in the fall. If not, it'll get delayed until next summer. But there is currently a plan that it would be completed. The architects are working on drawings for the window replacements and Airedale units at PMG, and the air conditioning gym and cafeteria at RVS. The administration is going to keep us informed of progress on these projects, but these are slated to start at the end of the 2021-2022 school year next summer. The water softeners, which are going to help a lot with our maintenance costs for Spruce Run School and RVS, are arriving in mid-August. They expect to complete RVS by the end of August, and Spruce Run is expected to be completed by the end of September. The boilers, which are being replaced courtesy of our lack of water softeners at CTMS, are going to be installed beginning August 2nd, and they will also be completed before the start of the school year, so we will have nice, comfortable classrooms for everyone. The panic button installs for the district have been completed. The district-wide security was delayed because the state had not given final approval to any of the districts in New Jersey, but this approval was made in recent weeks. And so the administration is working with contractors for scheduling work, and we'll keep the committee updated. The district also received approval from the state for an energy audit to identify opportunities to improve efficiency. There is a meeting with the administration for August 2nd, and an on-site audit will take place in mid-September, this September 2021, and last approximately 2 weeks. And that should help our district finances. So that concludes my report. Does anyone, I guess just Ms. Brennan, do you have anything to add, or are there any questions from any other members of the board?
I'm good. Unless Mr. Kramer has something to add.
Oh, no, very thorough. Thank you.
All right. Well, then I guess we're ready for motions and such.
All right. Thank you. Looking for a motion for 22FF001 through 22FF007.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Emery. Looking for a second.
Second.
Is that Ms. Creighton?
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions? All right, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we will move on to personnel, and I believe Ms. Creighton is going to be giving the report.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. The personnel committee met last week on the date now is escaping me. Met last week on the 21st of July. We met for about an hour and a half. In attendance was Ms. Emery, Dr. Roberto, Ms. Brennan, myself. Mr. Hornick was not in attendance as he had a prior commitment. We spent the time kind of going through a lot of the activities that are ongoing in the district right now. We spoke in a little bit of detail about the D&I workshop that was mentioned by Dr. Roberto during her superintendent report. Also about the students and the volume of students in our foundations programs, and with that comes the need for the computers that will be returned after the summer to be updated. And so the need for summer technical support to facilitate those activities. We've also have quite a bit of resignations and transfers and offers in the district, as you can see reflected on this evening's agenda in 22P001 through 22P009. And we would like to have the board's support on these motions as well. And we've also spoke just a little bit about what's going on from a co-curricular perspective. And again, you will see some of those coaches and advisors for those programs also reflected on the agenda this evening. Is there anything else anyone would like to add?
Nope, that was very thorough.
Great, thank you so much. I'm looking for a motion for 22P001 through 22P009.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Oliver. Looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Miyamaki. Any questions? All right, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. Now we will move on to our policy committee. Ms. Kaltenbach, could you please share your committee's report?
Sure. Good evening, everybody. The policy committee met on July 21st, last week, from 4 to about 5:30. Dr. Brasher, Ms. Oliver, Ms. Brennan, Dr. Roberto, and myself were present. At the meeting, we discussed home instruction for the fall and discussed taking a look at student absentee policies as a future policy that we're going to examine. We finished our discussion on the abolishment of policy 7430, which was abolished last month. And we reconfirmed that all of the pieces that were in 7430 were indeed covered in other policies, and they will be cross-referenced in our policy and regulation guide. So we kind of did a double check on that to make sure that everything was, we dotted our I's and crossed our T's on that one. The committee has a detailed discussion on policy and regulation 5330.01, which is the administration of medical cannabis, which is up for a first reading tonight. It is a mandated policy that we've run through legal and as well as past our school medical professionals to make sure that we have kind of met all the requirements and that the district fully understands how the implementation is going to run if and when the need arises for it. So we had a good discussion on that. The committee also had a discussion on some modifications to bylaw 0164.1, which is also up for first reading tonight, which is about the role of process guardian at board meetings. The bylaw is going to be amended to reflect the removal of that role, while retaining the principles of respect and the rule of law that all board members, that all board members have sworn to uphold in our code of conduct without having the actual role of process guardian there. All board members will kind of take on that role individually, especially the board leadership. Also up for first reading is policy 2415, formerly No Child Left Behind, now known as ESSA, or Every Student Succeeds Act. This is a mandated change due to federal policy changes. And so there's just a lot of wording changes that have come down through federal and state. And those are mandated changes that are being implemented tonight as well. The committee is asking for full board support for the and approval for these first readings. Finally, we have two regulations up for second reading tonight. First reading was last month, regulation 1642, which is the earned sick leave, and regulation 7510, which is the use of school facilities. These were given a first reading at the last meeting, and the committee recommends that these be approved for a second reading today, so that they can be moved into regulation and put into our manuals. Does anybody on the committee have anything to add, or does anyone have any questions? Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Kaltenbach. Looking for a motion for 22PR001 and 22PR002.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Hornick. Looking for a second.
Second. Yeah.
Dr. Grantham.
Oh, thank you. Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, we will go for a roll call vote, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. With that, we will get to our last committee report of the evening with curriculum with Dr. Riamaki.
Thank you, Mrs. Brennan, and good evening, everyone. The curriculum committee met last week on Thursday for 1 hour. In attendance were Ms. Hinkle, Dr. Roberto, Ms. Kaltenbach, Ms. Brennan, and myself. We discussed the items on the agenda tonight. You'll see that the agenda resolutions include approval of reimbursements for professional development. And I want to call out especially our two teachers who are working on their Wilson Reading System Level 1 certification, an intensive program that will enhance our ELA teaching. Also our annual submission of our Comprehensive Equity Plan Statement of Assurance, professional services, including for our child study teams, purchase of the Learning A to Z license, Elementary and Secondary Education Act funds of $55,000 for CTSD and another $5,000 across Acorn Montessori and Immaculate Conception School. Movement of programs from Spruce Run School to Patrick McGarren for next year. As noted, Spruce Run will not have students next year, so that's a formality to move those programs. And finally, the annual RVS participation in the Pennies for Patients fundraiser. We also discussed how the summer curriculum writing and summer foundations programs and ESY programs are going, and how the opening plans for the 2021-2022 school year are progressing. We are looking forward to further discussions of summer academic programs and our start of school benchmark data in the fall. Any additional items for committee members you would like to elaborate on? Okay, if not, Ms. Brennan, we are ready for motions.
Thank you. Looking for a motion for 22 CUR 001 through 22 CUR 010.
Motion.
Ooh, that was Ms. Kaltenbach. Thank you. Looking for a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Oliver. Any questions? Seeing none, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Dr. Grantham.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passing.
Thank you. We do not have an update tonight with our ad hoc superintendent search committee. Hopefully next meeting we will. Next up is old business of the board. Does anyone have any old business they'd wish to bring up? Okay, hearing none, is there any new business of the board that anyone would like to bring up?
Madam President, I forgot two items on the superintendent's report, if I may.
Certainly.
Okay, back to school nights are on the school calendar, and at this juncture, we are going to offer synchronous back to school nights. This is not because of COVID, but because of the situation last year, the attendance was very, very high at all back to school activities. But we want to give all our parents the opportunity to make that decision. Parent conferences to maintain efficiency and scheduling and to allow for enough time. At this juncture for parent conferences, it's been determined to utilize the virtual platform. It maintains efficiency and timeliness for parents for scheduling because it offers flexibility. Back to school nights will be synchronous, and that is not because of COVID, but by observation, the attendance was very high. But we do respect parents that want to come into the building, so they're welcome. I mentioned open houses at the start of my report, and each school will designate the time on August 31st for their open houses. I also want to clarify something in my comments, and when I made the comment, I made a note of it here. When I said parents allowed to make the choice, this district truly respects, and I mean that honestly, authentically, every way I can, respects your voice. Nobody ever dismisses your voice. But when a child comes to school, whether it be COVID or not, there must be room for all voices to be heard. That's the challenge. There's the challenge. Yes, a parent can make a choice, but a choice a parent makes can influence another child, can influence a staff member, the same way my choices influence and a teacher's choices. So I wanted to clarify that. I don't want to send an incidental message that the board has made a decision one way or the other. They have. The board members listen thoughtfully, but the key to this thing is balance, reasonable attitude, and respect. And the two children that spoke, I heard your voices. You did a good job. You did a very, very good job. Good for you. As my father used to say, tell people what you're thinking. You might not get what you want, but tell them exactly what you're thinking. So I respect you. Please, I do respect those kids. Good for them. Good for them. Thank you, Madam President.
Not a problem. Okay, now at this time we've reached the second public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, click the participation button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hand. Also, if for some, there might be updates, and you might find the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen when you click reactions. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer questions once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of the public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes. Do we have any phone numbers?
We do not.
Okay. Do we have any hands?
Currently, there are no hands. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, one. I think I see one.
Alice Lopes, please unmute your microphone, state your name and address before addressing the board.
Hello, good evening. Alice Lopes, 11 Prescott Circle. I just have a quick question for Dr. Roberto or whoever can answer at this point. You mentioned that we're going to try to return to as normal as possible. Should the masks return, how will music class be? How will band be? How will the chorus, will all of these activities return? If so, how? Is that something that's been discussed? Also in regards to gym class, should the masks return, do we have a different way to do gym class as opposed to the children running with the masks on? I just speak because my youngest child, she had a lot of nosebleeds. Her sinus infections were off the roof with the masks, and it was mainly on the gym days. She suffered a lot with it. So I'd just like to know, what is the plan? Should we have to go back to the masks? Hopefully not, but should we have to? What is the plan for all of these activities that I just mentioned? Thank you.
Mrs. Brennan, do you want me to respond? Your choice. Anyone,
I want to make sure if there are additional hands. If not, when I close the floor, you can. I'm not seeing any additional hands, so I'm going to close the floor to the second public comment section. And yes, Dr. Roberto, if you'd like to respond, you may.
Thank you, Ms. Lopes, for your question. As it stands today, based upon the information we have of today in physical education classes, and while the students maintain social distancing, they will not be wearing their masks. In the music classes, the modifications we had in May were the social distancing, no masks, and the chorus they did, believe it or not, they did it outside. But if we can return to our regular classrooms and not have to utilize those spaces for 6 feet, we'll be okay with the 3 feet to resume. So that's where it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Roberto. Also, I wanted to add, I believe someone asked in the first public comment about the district advisory. I believe we asked parents to email their principals if they were interested and they would get with them. Okay, just wanted to make sure that got out there. Okay. Okay, our next meeting is scheduled for August 23rd, 2021 at 7 p.m. at Clinton Township Middle School. I look forward to seeing everyone in person. Thank you everyone for joining us this evening. I am looking for a motion to approve the above executive session resolution for the board moving into closed session. I apologize, I don't have the updated agenda. Mr. Kramer, would you mind reading that motion so I get all the right things?
Motion to approve the executive session resolution for the board moving into closed session to discuss a personnel and legal matter regarding the superintendent search and potential litigation respectively, wherein the length of time for the executive session is expected to be 45 minutes and upon returning action may be taken.
Thank you. Looking for a motion.
Motion.
Was that Ms. Oliver?
Ms. Creighton did the motion if I heard right.
Okay. Ms. Creighton. So, and then second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Ms. Oliver.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 8:40 p.m. I'm looking for a motion to reconvene the public session.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Grantham. Looking for a second.
Second.
I see Ms. Cottenbach. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 9:45 p.m. Okay, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Every. Looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Creighton. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 9:45 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.